For me, it's quite humbling when I consider the degree of our enmeshment. As each moment then becomes a valid subject for our inquiry, as do, of course, our sisters and brothers, us, knowing that we are all not just fellow sufferers, but fellow agents of the state, some with conscious intent, some being paid, and some without. But all, not yet, the person, the human, the earth meant for us to be. When she first seized the seeds we were and set them all alight. We are Socrates all, it seems. We all know nothing. Some of us are conscious agents, some not. And some of us are consciously unbecoming, disassembling the state in us. And as we begin to work together, it's impossible at first to know just who is who and which is which. But we have ground rules to help us and hopefully provide sufficient guidance. In addition to no violence, no division, no leaders. If we can agree that our grandmother Earth wrought us each one free, and free is what we're meant to be, and so our destination. And freedom, leisure, happiness is both possible and our due, but also that because rule made the world unsafe, it's made us think that others, not ourselves, all need the rules that power makes. But it's power's work that heavy weighs when good fellowship is betrayed. And it's power's work from which with consciousness we step away. We're moving from the realm of proof to trust. Trust that our future waits in this global us, and that our responsibility lay in encouragement of each other to help us believe that an end to this mess is coming. See that this global we is waiting for us to just let it be. And trust in what our bodies say they want, which is why I say just let it be, because our bodies want this. And when we trust, bend to its urging, its longing to throw off the chains of force and slow down and listen to the earth and notice each other and trust in what our bodies say they want, bypassing power's conditioned thoughts and claiming for our future freedom, leisure, happiness. If, as we've been arguing, power only survives by not being seen, the opposite of that is to see it in everything under class, not with suspiciousness and judgment, but with the spirit of open inquiry. And what about the folks who intentionally provoke, because some are paid to so do, by saying this work of future claiming is not serious, by seeming to take it as a joke? What happens then? How do we refocus from attempts at distraction? Perhaps if we remember that we are all advocates, that we represent for the earth, for the oceans, for our trapped brothers and sisters who don't have that escape clause in their declarations of independence. And as Leonard Cohen says, we are the oceans. We take it all in. Or like Walt Whitman said, I am large, multitudes I contain. We've all had moments when we're small. We've all been paid to do what's wrong. And as we represent, we'd best get on with it, with our future. Our future calls. It speaks in tones both pure and long. Let's move on. And regarding that dilemma of Socrates, that it's those most needing of education, i.e. the power worshippers, the power mad, the abandoned children in the tree who got put into monasteries and beat and beat and beat until they were quote unquote perfect. That is the legacy we're dealing with today. So regarding that dilemma that those most needing of education who don't believe they need education, that it is those most needing of education who don't believe they need education. And so isn't authority needed, he wondered, to help them see? Perhaps that was his misguided belief in rule. I don't know. Let's think about it once we're free. But what Socrates couldn't see, because he didn't have our technology, because we hadn't yet spanned the problem of distance, thanks to Nikola, is that these folks, the rulers and their delegates, are in an extreme minority. We, the vast majority, are like Socrates, ever questing, ever wanting our earth gifts to fully be just what the earth intended. In waking up, toward the beginning, I asked, I don't want to control the labor of others. Do you? Well, I put it to you. Let's ask ourselves that question. For the vast majority, the answer is no. There you have it. Our future is waiting.